From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, reaction in Tehran to President Bush's comments earlier this week. First, President Bush and Russian President Vladimir Putin met today in Bratislava, the capital of Slovakia, on the last day of the president's tour of Europe. Mr. Bush spoke earlier in an appearance with the Russian president, and Mr. Bush said the two men discussed democracy.
Russia has made tremendous progress over the last 15 years. It's an amazing transformation of a nation, and I applaud President Putin for dealing with a country that is in transformation. And it's been hard work.
Mr. Bush has made a number of statements this week that expressed concern about the state of democracy in Russia. Joining us to discuss the reaction of Russians to the president's European tour is NPR Moscow correspondent Lawrence Sheets. Lawrence, there's been coverage in Russia of the president's trip, apart from his meeting with Mr. Putin. Are people reading about this?
Yeah, President Putin's trip has been covered in great detail here, just as it has been in the United States and Europe. The volume of coverage, obviously, a little bit less than it would be in those countries. But nonetheless, we're seeing a lot of coverage and, of course, leading today's news, both in on state television. This is the meeting, of course, in Slovakia, which is controlled by the Kremlin, and the independent press, independent newspapers, many of which are still critical of the Putin government. All of these outlets are stressing in the run-up of the independent outlets that President Bush had said he would ask President Putin to repeat his commitment to democracy during this meeting. State television, we're seeing them downplay that and focus more on the positives. They're avoiding too much Western American talk about black backsliding on democracy.
Would Russian television be carrying this press conference that Mr. Bush and Mr. Putin are having actually as we speak now? Is that something that the Russians would see live?
It depends on the approach of the channel. Certainly channels 1 and 2 do not tend to carry these types of things live. Sometimes we'll see them covered on other networks, but for the most part, the coverage would probably be folded into the evening's news on state television during a later broadcast later in the evening.
We do hear a lot of talk about the personal relationship between the two presidents. Is that something that people talk about in Moscow?
Well, I think it's obviously not news to people. People know that these two presidents get along quite well. You can tell by their body language that they get along quite well. We've known this since they met four or five years ago. On the other hand, I'm not sure it's a real topic of conversation on the streets anymore. And certainly when you talk to political types, political commentators, political analysts, they'll say that this has probably been overplayed and that while this personal relationship probably helped smooth things over in terms of the overall relationship, certainly it's not as important as some of the substantive points which there are disagreements about.
Well, one of those has been the state of democracy in Russia itself. I just wonder what the reaction is there to Mr. Bush repeatedly raising this week and indeed over the last couple of months.
Well, what the Kremlin has said and what President Putin has said is that Russia will find its own way to democracy, that they weren't going to take lessons from anyone, and they've tried to play up the positive aspects of the relationship. So certainly they're cognizant of the fact that these comments are out there from President Bush and from American politicians, but it's something which they've tried to step away from as much as they can and say, look, we're Russia, we're a different country, we have our own way of doing things.
Lawrence Sheets, NPR's Moscow correspondent, reporting from Moscow. Lawrence, thank you.
You're welcome.